You have your Bible tonight. You want to follow along with us. I hope you got a copy of the Word of God. We'll look at John chapter number 6 for just a moment in time this evening if God will be our help. And I'm sure He will. Without Him, we can do nothing. John chapter number 6 tonight. Want to begin reading tonight for just a moment. God will help us at verse 53. The Bible says, "Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna, but and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever." These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. And many therefore his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself, his disciples murmured at it. He said unto them, "Doth this offend you? What? And if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not." For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, Therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. For that from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, "Will ye also go away?" Then Simon Peter answered him, said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Praise His holy name. I won't preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help on this thought. Nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. As we look at this, and the Lord's speaking, and He's speaking to the disciples, and He's laying it out for them, and He's talking about His body that was given for us. He's talking about His body. He said, "Eat of my body, and drink of my blood." Now we know the Lord's not talking about cannibalism. He's not talking about being transposed into something that it ain't. He was talking about spiritual things. He was talking about being united in one with the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, accepting the flesh that which was beaten for us mercilessly on that before the cross of Calvary, that true cross where He hung and shed His life and gave His blood for me and you. He was speaking of that. And He said, those that will come and be partakers in that, or if they'll take it in and absorb it to become part of our lives and who we are and what realizing what Christ has done for us. He said, then it begins to make that difference in life, and we begin to see Christ and Him lifted up, that His body was given for us, and that if we'll accept Him, that He'll come and He'll live in us, and He'll touch our hearts. He says in verse 57 in your hearing that we read, He said, "As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me." He said, that substance that we need, He said, praise God, He said, "I've got it." He said, just like I got my substance from the my Heavenly Father, praise God. He said, "I'm here to offer you a substance." We're living in a crazy time. Things may get very difficult before they get any better. But I want to say, there's a God of heaven. He said He's got the substance for us. He'll sustain us, praise God, now, today, tomorrow, and forever. If we'll put our faith in Him, if we'll trust Him, praise God, He's all that we got. And we put our faith and trust in Him, praise God, He begins to make that difference in us. It's not about me, and it ain't about you. We'll fail each other. We'll fail ourselves before the day's over. But if we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He'll come through for us every time, in every instance, in every circumstance. Praise God, the hand of God will guide us, and He'll lead us, and He'll help us, and He'll heal us, and He'll convince us, and He'll show us that mighty love of God, because that same power that He had when He was walking on this earth as the Son of Man, He offers to me and you through the Son of Man that's sitting at the right hand of the Father and on high. He said, as the Father, as the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father. Praise God. You can take that two ways. He said the Father sustains him and gives him power, and praise God, now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, we can take it the same way if we put our faith and trust in the Lord. Amen. God Almighty's promised He'd take care of us. I pray, God, we can live by the Father and by the Son through the Holy Ghost. He'll give us ministry. Praise God, He'll feed our soul. Praise God, He'll give us everything that we need, and we'll be wanting for lacking for nothing. Amen. God's promised He'd do that for us. Praise His holy name. He's talking about that bread that come down from heaven. Amen. He said, this is that bread which came down from heaven, verse 58. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. Amen. He said it hasn't just sustained a body. Amen. He said it got them through. It sustained their body, praise God, but it didn't touch them. It didn't keep them alive. It didn't keep them here in this world, because they partook of that manna and they went on out of here. But praise God. Hey, listen. He said, not as your father did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. That bread of Lord Jesus Christ. That bread of His body and His hope and the help that we have in Christ Jesus our Savior. Praise God. He's talking here about a great spiritual awakening. He said, that's dead can be made alive. Amen. Ain't you glad? This old body can be laid down. It can be sacrificed on the altar. Praise God for the Lord Jesus Christ. And it be made whole, praise God, in Him for His glory. Amen. But the Bible tells us here that when Jesus had said these things, some people were taken aback by it. Ain't it amazing how in the day and the hour that we live, it's still the same? If you try to tell people the truth, a lot of people are taken aback by it. They don't understand it. They don't know what to do with it. Don't know how to deal with it. Amen. He said that many therefore of His disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who could hear it? Amen. You know why they couldn't hear it? Because it's hard to hear it. They didn't want to hear it. You see, what happens when we listen to the Word of God, a lot of times it changes our behavior. It changes the way that we live. It gives us a different attitude if we'll let it. Amen. It takes us in a different direction from this flesh in which we live. You know what the hard thing is about that? The flesh we know. Amen. Why? Because we live in it. We know what it is. Amen. And we don't want to deviate from that we know. Amen. But praise God, it's a hard thing to hear what He says, that we put all our faith and trust Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection. Amen. He said, it's a hard thing. But praise God, He said, who can hear it? And Jesus knew that they was murmuring. He knew that they was complaining. He said, does this offend you? I'm afraid it offends a lot of folks tonight when we look at the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, and that sweet word of God that speaks to your heart and mine. It gives us that we need, praise God, to press on just a little further for the cause of Christ, and we begin to wonder, amen, if it's really all that we need, if it's not just a little something else. Maybe there's some other something that we could go, that we could get help out of. But I want to say, praise God, there's nowhere that you can run. There's nowhere that you can hide. Praise God, listen, we just need to snuggle up to the Lord Jesus. Trust in Him, praise God. Fill our hearts, saturate our hearts with the Word of truth that it speak to us. So it don't offend us, praise God, but it equips us for the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the ministry, praise God, that He's put us into. You say, well, preacher, what am I supposed to do? Praise God, we're supposed to just love the Lord Jesus Christ. Love God, amen, with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, praise, with every fiber of our being. Just love the Lord and seek His appearing. Look for His coming. One day in a little while, we ought to be telling everybody we see, Jesus is coming, praise God. We need to be getting ready. You need to be getting ready. Children need to be getting ready. Mamas need to be getting ready. Papas need to be getting ready. Everybody needs to be getting ready, because Jesus is coming. Amen. The Word of God is being fulfilled before our eyes. We can see it every day. It's getting closer and closer to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't offend me, praise God, when you tell me that the Word of God is being fulfilled. It doesn't offend me when you tell me, praise God, how great the Lord is and how He gave His body to be broken for my sins. It don't offend me when you tell me I'm an old sinner saved by grace. Amen. Praise God. I say amen and glory to God. And I know where God brought me from. I know where He bought me from. I know the price that was paid for me on the cross of Calvary. Praise God. And I thank God for that. Amen. I know where I come from. I know where I was at when Jesus found me. A little old tow-headed boy didn't know north from south, but praise God, I'm glad God Almighty did. I'm glad He knew exactly where I was at. He come to me, praise God, saved me by His marvelous grace. Brother Robert was singing about earlier, praise God, He come to where I was. I was reaching up and reaching up, but I couldn't reach up high enough. But praise God, on that Wednesday night, 1976, He reached down to where I was, got a hold of me, not by my hand, but my heart. Praise God, brought me up out of where I was at, put my feet upon a solid, I say, put my feet upon a solid foundation. Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen. He saved me, praise God. Paid the full price for an old sinner like me. Bless His holy name. Amen. Glory be to God. Jesus asked him a question. He said, does this offend you? And then He asked him, what if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where He was before? Amen. Okay. Now, He just put this in here. He said, what if you see me go back to heaven from whence I come? Amen. Hey, you say, preacher, what do you think about that? I praise God, I saw Him. In the book of Acts, praise God, they said that Jesus ascended up from their sight. Amen? Praise God. In the volume of the book, it's written of Him. He came and He lived, He loved, He died for our sins, praise God, and He rose victorious over death and the grave. Amen. Praise God. There's nowhere in this world you can hide from those facts. There's nowhere in this world you can, there's nowhere to run to, praise God, outside of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says in verse 63, Jesus says this. He said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth the flesh. The flesh profiteth nothing. Amen. He said, it's the Spirit that's quickened. He said, it's the Spirit inside of us, praise God, that makes us alive. It's a Spirit that gives us our life and our being. It gives us our principles and our purpose. Amen. To follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit and they are alive. These words he's talking about the preaching, the teaching, praise God. He's talking about the precepts of God. He's talking about that doctrine, that biblical instruction. He said, that's what makes the difference. You know what we've lost in this country which we live? We've lost our principles. We've lost our doctrine. We've lost our Bible soundness, praise God. We've turned our back on everything else, and we've become so confident in ourselves that we forgot to remember God. Amen? We forgot to remember God. But He said, it's the Word, praise God. The Word that I speak unto you, they are Spirit. And they are life, praise God. He said, it's that Spirit in God, the Spirit of God. He said, that life from God that He gives us. That's what we got today. That's what we need. That's the most important part. Amen. Without that, we're just cold dead somethings. We're dead in our trespasses and sins. We're needing a Savior. We're needing salvation. We're needing a Spirit, a quickening Spirit, a Spirit to make us alive. Amen. That's why you get to singing spiritual songs. You get to worshiping God. You get to talking about how good Jesus is. Praise God. Something happens down in your soul. Something is stirred up. Amen. Something that you can feel. Now, I know it ain't about feelings. Amen. We don't run on feelings. Feelings will let you down. But praise God, I'm glad I serve a Savior that I can feel. Amen. I'm glad I got a Holy Ghost of God in me. Praise God. I feel His presence. I know He's there. Anytime I need Him, praise God, I can call upon Him and He answers me. Amen. That still small voice, it speaks to your soul and says, peace be still, it's going to be all right. Amen. But the Lord said, praise God, the words of instruction that we give you, amen, it leads us in the path in the Spirit, praise God. It gives us, takes us to a place of where we actually have life instead of just an old cold deadness. Amen. We have a substance in our life, praise God, that's from the throne room of grace. Praise His holy name. He said, the Lord said, but there's some of you that believe not. Amen. The Lord said, there's some of you that believe not. He said, some of you don't believe. He said, there's a whole lot of people that don't believe. In the day and hour we live, there's a multitude of people that don't believe. They choose not to believe. Can you imagine that? Who would choose not to believe on Lord Jesus Christ? Who would choose, praise God, not to believe the words that He says? Amen. But praise God, they said that they some that do. Some that choose not to believe. So, but he said, the Bible says, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray Him. Amen. Do you know the Lord knows your heart? The Bible said, to dividing asunder of soul and spirit, the Lord knows your heart. Amen. He knows your heart. Praise God. Amen. He goes on in verse 65, and he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Amen. He said, hey, listen, said, hey, he said, they can't nobody come to me unless the Father called you. Amen. Unless it's given up unto the Father. There's a whole lot of people that's in these TV programs and things now. They'll come up and they'll put out there and they'll say, hey, just put your name on a card and mail it in. Amen. Count yourself saved and everything will be all right. They ain't no more saved than nothing. They wouldn't know salvation if they tripped over it. But praise God, salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is when the Holy Ghost of God convicts your heart, lets you know that you're an old sinner in need of a Savior. I said, when you realize an individual that you're lost on your way to hell, that you're doomed and damned for eternity away from God, but the Holy Ghost convicts your heart so that you know that Jesus loved you and He died for your sins according to the Scriptures and He rose again the third day because God said so. Amen. Praise God. It gives you that hope, and you reach and get a hold of that hope, and you cling to that hope, and you hold to that hope, and you put your faith in that hope in Christ Jesus as your Savior. Amen. Praise God, He begins to make all that different. That Spirit of life, praise God, moves into you. Amen. You begin to see it. You begin to see God moving inside of you and around you, praise God. You begin to look around and everything begins to look different. I'll never forget, God, the day that God saved me. Amen. Praise God, I looked around and it seemed like they was a different ray. The sun looked different. The trees looked different. People looked different. Amen. Amen. People look different. And some, praise God, I realized that a whole bunch of them are just old sinners like I used to be, like I was till God saved me. Amen. And praise God, then they started looking better. Praise God. And things begin to go to looking up when Jesus touched my heart. Praise God, He saved me. Amen. But then Jesus goes on in verse 66, and He says this, from that time many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. Amen. He says in John 6 and 66, John 6:66, this is the only place in the Word of God in the New Testament where God speaks of His disciples, of people, praise God, that turned their back on Him, and supposedly disciples turned their back on Him and went back and never looked back. Amen. And could it be just a coincidence? It's John 6:66. Amen. And it ain't a bit of coincidence in it, praise God. It's God Almighty speaking to us. He said, listen, they said, there's some of us that heard the Word of God, but they didn't want to receive it. And He said, they turned their back on God, and they never come back. Amen. He's talking about apostasy, talking about hearing the Word of God. Hearing the very Word of God and turning our back on God. Who would do such a thing? Me and you, if we ain't careful. In 1 John chapter number 2, if I can find it. First John chapter number 2. In verse number 19, my pages are stuck together. He says, the Bible says, well, at verse 18, he said, little children, is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that is the last time. He said, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. I want to say a lot of people sitting in our Baptist churches today are not all saved people. There's a lot of people made a profession without a possession. Amen. And it doesn't take very much to get persuaded to go in a different direction. But John goes on in verse 20, he said, but ye have an unction from the Holy Ghost, the Holy One, and ye know all things. Amen. He said, there's an anointing on those that's been saved. There's anointing on those that's been born again because we have a blessed hope in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Praise God. He says, I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Amen. Amen. He said, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. So the Lord says here, he said this verse in 66, John 66, he said there was a time when the disciples, some of them went back. Some of them turned their back. Praise God. They walked away from God. Amen. They walked away from the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people today that's turning their back on God, that's walking away. Times is hard. We're going through a series of events like this world has never seen. You say, well, preacher, we went through pestilence. We went through wars. Yes, we have. Amen. Praise God, we're going through it again. But this time there's a pestilence all over the world, and it seems like it's settled in here, that there's no relief in sight. But I want to say there's a God of heaven. He said, don't be turning your back on me. He said, just bear in there. He said, just stay in the good fight of faith, praise God, because we know the Bible teaches that it gets better farther on. He said, don't be an antichrist. Don't be one that'll leave God, but praise God, be one of those that'll stay with the Lord. Amen. Somebody that's got some sense. Amen. In Revelation chapter 13, the Bible says, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For he is the number of a man, and his number is 666. He said, there's a number, and he said, it's 666. He said, don't be caught in with that 666 crowd. What happened in John 6 and 66? That 666 crowd, the Antichrist crowd. He said, you know what? He's okay, fella. He's an all right guy, but praise God. I believe he's something better somewhere else. I want to say praise the Lord. I want to tell you tonight on the authority of this blessed old King James Bible, there's nothing better in this world than the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father and God the Holy Ghost. You'll not find nothing better than that. Amen. Praise God. What do you do, Pastor? We just pull up to the table and dine and sup with Him. He said, if we'll sup with Him, He'll sup with us. Amen. It means we'll be wanting for nothing. Amen. Praise God. But they said they went back and walked no more with Him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, now this broke my heart. I read this probably 15 times a day, and every time I'd read it, I'd just about break down in tears. Jesus asked this question of his disciples. He said, will ye also go away? Amen. He asked the ones that remain, the 12, the ones that he had handpicked and he had chosen. He said, will ye also go away? You know, if we could look around ourselves tonight, we could look at the people and places. Just think of the people that's come through this church. And they come through and they worship with us. But now they're gone or somewhere else or maybe nowhere at all. And boy, it bothers my heart sometimes to think about that. You know, why they're not still here. But I know every place ain't for everybody. But praise God, listen, what God was asking, what Lord Jesus was asking, He said, will you go away also? Will you go away? Will you leave me? Will you forsake me? Will you turn your back on me? When times get hard, when push comes to shove, are you going to stay with me or are you going to run away also? Amen. Are you going to run up? I want to say there's nowhere to run and there's nowhere to hide. The Bible says, then Simon Peter answered him and said, Lord, now watch this. He says, Lord, to whom shall we go? Amen. It's almost like Peter had already thought this out. While the Lord was talking, while people was leaving, I believe Peter was a-thinking on this, and he was a-looking around, and he'd seen this one go that way, and murmuring, and this one go that way, a-murmuring, and he saw, my goodness, where are they going? The Lord is right here. Why are they leaving Him? Amen, praise God. He said, Lord, to whom shall we go? He said, Lord, where are we going to go to? And these others are straying off, but they ain't got nowhere to go. Amen. He said, listen. He said, I'm just going to stay with you. Amen. To whom shall we go? He said, thou hast the words of eternal life. Now this word here, words, is the same words that the word the Lord used. He's talking about that teaching. He's talking about the precept. He's talking about the biblical instruction, the doctrine that comes from God Almighty. Amen? And Peter says here, he said, Lord, where are we going to go? He said, you've got the words. He said, you've got the instruction. You've got the precepts. You've got the doctrine. You've got the instruction that we need. He said, there's nobody else can teach us like you do. Amen. There's nobody else can teach them, praise God, all that He does. Amen. He said, you have the words of eternal life. Amen. He's talking about, praise God, he said, you can have physical life and you can have an existence. And that's what a whole lot of people's running after. That's what a whole lot of people are proud of today. Amen. They've got a presence. They've got an existence here in this world. But one day, praise God, hey, listen, death and non-existence is coming. We're not going to be here no more. Amen. And we need to find an eternal place, a place where we can get in, where we can be safe and comfortable, praise God, in the days ahead. We need a place, praise God, where we can pull up one day and call it home. Amen. Praise God. He said, will you go away? He said, will you go away from God the Father? Will you go away from God the Son? Will you run away from God the Holy Ghost? He said, or will you just snuggle in? Amen. Hey, praise God, I believe we ought to be just like an old bear or a groundhog. Amen. When the time get hard, winter time comes in this old world, praise God, and the hardships of the world, we ought to just dig in and just snuggle up real close to God, just hibernate a while. Amen. Praise God, just snuggle in, just get it close to Him so we can be warm in the Lord. Praise God, just stay a while. Peter says, listen, Lord, he said, I've checked this thing out. He said, there's nowhere to run. He said, there's nowhere I can go. All the places I've been before, amen, they're for naught. He said, there's no place. Hey, there'd be no reason to go back to them. And he said, there's surely no place that I can hide. I can't hide nowhere and get away from this. I can't crawl under a rock and get away from it. And there's nowhere that I can hide from the things that's happened in this world. The only place of safety that we found is what in the words of eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, it's because, verse 69, and said, we believe and are sure. Amen. You know what would help us tonight, church? If we could believe and be sure. Amen. If we could believe and be sure that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Amen. That He is that ever-present hope, that help in time of trouble. Amen. Praise God. That He is the one that'll bring us through. He is the one that we have our confidence in. He is that blessed hope, praise God, of the things that's beyond this world. He said, we believe and are sure. Let me ask you a question tonight, church. Are you sure? Amen. Is your salvation a surety? Amen. Hey, listen, there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere you can run. You can't get away from this life. I'm just telling you. We may try to, but you can't. There's nowhere that you can hide. Amen. You can crawl under a rock, pull it in on top of you. Praise God, it's still going to be there. Hey, it's just going to be on the outside. Praise God, if you're going to run, just run to Jesus. If you're going to hide under the shelter of His wings, praise God, a place of safety where we can call upon the Lord, where we know that He hears and He answers prayer. And He said we need to pray without ceasing. Amen. Just lifting our voices up every day, all day long. Say, Lord Jesus, I know You're here. I know You're with me, praise God, because I have assurance in my soul. Hey, praise God. Hey, there's nowhere for me to run. There's no place for me to hide. Lord, I'm just running to You and hiding in the safety of the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I need Your help right now. He said, I believe and I'm sure, like Peter, that Thou art that Christ. Amen. He said, I know who You are. He said, You're that Christ. That Christ, not the Christ, not some Christ. He said, You are the Anointed One of God. You are that blessed hope. He said, You are that promise. Amen. The promise that was made to you and to me. Praise His holy name. What a promise we have. It's not a promise I can make you or anybody else, but it's a promise that's been made to you by God. Amen. He says, nowhere to run, there's nowhere to hide in this world, but praise God in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Paul would say in Philippians 1 and 21, he said, For to me to live is Christ. Amen. He said, my very life is in Christ Jesus, my Savior. Amen. He's my life. If He's your life tonight, He'll take you through it. He'll preserve it. He'll protect you. He'll keep you, praise God. He is that preserver. Amen. He's that preserver that keeps you fresh. Keeps you. It's kind of like a praise God, when you break out a fresh jar of Miss Linda's jelly. Amen. Praise God, that's good stuff. Amen. You pop a top on that thing. Praise God, it don't get no better than that. God Almighty, He said, listen, said this is fresh stuff that God's got for us. Hey, listen, this is not stale and old stuff. This is good stuff. This is fresh stuff. This is manna. He said, your forefathers, you ate that manna, praise God, and they died. But praise God, He said, I've got some fresh stuff. He said, it's better. Amen. He said, there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide in this world. But praise God, He said, I've got the substance for you. I'll bring you through it. I'll bring you through it with a shout, praise God. I'll bring through you with rejoicing in your heart. Amen. He said, I'll give you that confidence Praise His holy name. He said, Peter said, we believe and are sure that Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. The very Son of the living God. We know who You are, Lord. Amen. He said, You're the Son of God. And You came down here and You lived and loved us, praise God, and You died for our sins on the cross of Calvary. And I know, Lord, what You're just saying, Lord, I'm not offended in it. Lord, I'm going to take Your body and Your blood that was shed for, it's going to be shed for me. I accept it, Lord. I accept it, praise God, as my nourishment, my stay. That foundation, praise God, upon which I live. Amen. What was Peter saying? Peter saying, I have nowhere to run, I have nowhere to hide. He said, I'm just going to trust my... He said, I'm not going to be an antichrist. He said, I'm going to be a follower of Christ. Amen? Praise God. He said, because I've looked around, checked out all the scenes, seen all the places. You know, there's a lot of places in the world seem like it'd be nice places to go, nice places to be. Amen? But when you get there, it's not always what it seems. It's amazing what they can do with a picture, isn't it? Amen. Yeah, we know it is because we've had our pictures made before. Amen. If you ever have that done, get Miss Alice to do it because she can touch them up. Amen. She takes something don't look maybe quite so good and make it look good. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what God do. He'll take something that don't look too good sometimes. But praise God, He can take it and make it look good. So we are just to run to Him, praise God, to run to Him, praise God, trust in Him, hide in Him. Youngins, we're going through something in this world. We're going through something with this disease. We're going through something in our government like I've never seen before in my life. There's so much dishonesty in it. I can't even fathom but Lord knows about it. It hasn't taken Him by surprise. He knows exactly what's happening tonight. Amen. It's all in His providence. It's all in His plan, in His sovereignty. Amen. And we are too. So listen, don't go looking for somewhere to run off to. Don't go looking for somewhere to hide. Just run to Jesus. Just run, get closer to Him. Read your Bible more, study more, pray more. Talk to Him more. Amen. Love each other more. Amen. Hey, there's nowhere to hide. We surely can't hide from each other. Well, I got a blessing today. There's a dear loved one, folks from this church, sent me a text early this morning about 7:15 and said, Pastor, I just want to tell you that we really appreciate you and what you do. I appreciate you loving us and our family. And boy, I tell you what, it was just one of them times, you know, the old devil, sometimes he'll get you up and shake you real good. And you'll think, well, you know, you've had to do this and been through that. And the old devil will get you the molly grubs, if you will. Amen. They may be getting you to a place you're starting to wonder yourself. Boy, I tell you what, that just blessed my heart. If somebody loved me enough, praise God, just to take a minute and say, Pastor, we appreciate you. We love you. Amen. Glory be to God. That blessed my heart. I told them. I said, I needed that today. Thank you. But you know what amazed me? It wasn't that they sent it, but that God knowed I needed that. What do you need today? What do we need today? What does the church need today? Amen. We need to be about the Father's business. We need to be praying that God will give us direction. Pray God will give us the plan, His plan, the direction that He'd have us to go, even for His glory. Oh, the devil fights us sure. He sure did. He'll fight us sore all the time. I told him today, I come in tonight, went to the van, and I was going to put the new insurance card in there. And I thought, well, why God, I'll just go ahead and fire it up and let it run a few minutes. Hadn't been started in a while. And I fired that thing up, and it sounded like an Indy car. Blah, 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 blah. Well, what in the world? I got down there, looked, somebody done stole our exhaust system. And the van sitting right there in the church parking lot. Boy, the old devil would like to throw the curve. I said, well, glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad God Almighty. But you know what? It was funny because they cut it off nice and straight. Cut where they come off each side, cut them off, and put two little pipes in there, like little bitty exhaust pipes. And they actually looks like they took the back part off where it goes to the muffler, took the clamp off of it and pulled it out so they didn't have to cut that off. Wasn't that nice of them? Amen. The good Lord was taking care of us that much. But praise God, He's provided for us all the while, and He will again. Amen. And I told somebody, just by the time we get everything all fixed up, we can get this thing on the road and get going, then COVID set in. And now we're getting back where maybe start going again and hear that stuff like this happens. But I want to say God is still in control. There's nowhere we can run. There's nowhere we can hide except in Him. Just putting our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ that He will make a way. He will provide for us. If we'll try. We're going to need Him, church. You're going to need Him. I'm going to need We're going to need each other. We're going to need to lift each other up. We're going to need to pray for each other. Amen. The Lord's coming, and we're going, but until then, we need all the help we do. We need to run to Him and hide in the arms of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get just as close as we can get. Amen. So that when He comes, He won't have to look for us. There you'll be.